Okay, Tanya is Perikei, page 18 at the bottom, Tess on top. In Perik Dalid, the Alter Rebbe explained the greatness of Torah, and he explains that even though Torah is the wisdom of, and again, we elaborated a lot why a neshama in a body needs Torah mitzvahs if the neshama itself is a part of Hashem. And the Alter Rebbe explained because Torah down here is the same level as Torah was Lamaila, that's what Torah is like into water. Neshama, on the other hand, down here is not on the same level as it was Lamaila because, and the proof of it is that Neshama down here could become impure by sinning. Torah can never become impure. Somebody whose tamei can learn Torah. So he says that, so the Alter Rebbe asks a question like this: how could a Jew understand Torah if Torah is the wisdom of Hashem? And Hashem and His wisdom are one, meaning Hashem's wisdom is infinite. How is it possible to understand Torah if it's God's infinite wisdom? So the Alter Rebbe quoted what the Gemara says: "V'makom sh'atameisik d'lasi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu," in the place where you find Hashem's greatness, there you find His humility. And to bekitzed, what the Alter Rebbe explains basically is that Hashem did, because He has the ability and He did it, to take His infinite wisdom in a finite book, and it remains infinite while at the same time it's finite. Meaning, Hashem's greatness, what He did with Torah was that He took infinite wisdom, put it in a finite book that everybody can understand, halachically they understand Torah on their finite level, yet at the same time it remains infinite. Okay? And therefore he says, when a person learns Torah, Hashem encompasses them from head to toe, and therefore 1 second of Torah mitzvahs in this world is better than the whole Olam Haba. Then the Alter Rebbe says, but even though l'cha'era, Torah comes into physical things, so like Torah is cloaked in many concealed in coverings and so on. So the Alter Rebbe said, it's like hugging the king. Doesn't matter if the king has 1 garment on, 2 garments on, 5 garments on. Bottom line is, he's still hugging the king. Why are you hugging the king? Because what's in it all? The body of the king. And therefore, it doesn't matter that Torah talks about animals and swindlers and liars and thieves and who knows what. Everything physical. The fact that Hashem's essence is in Torah, that allows a person to be considered like they're hugging the king. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe, finally, to understand what's going on in Perikei, the Alter Rebbe says that this that we say in Pasach Eliyahu, Les machshava tfisa beklal, no mind can grasp Hashem, only through Torah can you grasp Hashem. That's what the Alter Rebbe said until now. In Perikei, the Alter Rebbe begins and says like this, Otei says, be a beyeretev, to explain it even clearer. Loshen tfisa sha'amar Eliyahu. This expression of grasping, Eliyahu Navi says in Pasach Eliyahu, Les machshava tfisi bach. No mind can grasp you at all. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining, what is this expression, no mind can grasp you? Why doesn't it say, no mind can understand you? Tfisa bay doesn't mean understanding, it means you can't grasp. So he's saying, what is this expression of grasping when it comes to Les machshava tfisi bay? So the Alter Rebbe says like this, in a kol seichel, any intellect, any brain, kshemaskul umasik besichli eza muskul, when you understand something intelligent, harei seichel teifes es hamuskul, the brain grasps the concept, umakifei besichli, and surrounds it with his brain, vaamuskul nitfes umukif umalubish beteich haseichel shehisigo veskili. Meaning as follows, when you understand science, so the science is in your head, the brain, so to speak, surrounds the science, and the science is being surrounded by the brain. Okay? Meaning you have it in your head. The seichel is in your head. But now the Alter Rebbe says like this, v'gam, but there's another aspect, ha-seichel melubish b'muskul b'shoshem ha-sigei v'teisi b'sichli. But here there's a different concept. Your seichel, your brain, is in the science. What does it mean? If you have a cup, and you have water in the cup, right? So, the gashmias, if the water is in the cup, the cup is not in the water. Right? The cup, the water is in the cup. The cup surrounds the water, and the water is in the cup. There is one, Yetzim in Aklal, there's one exception to this rule, and that is Seichel. If you're learning science, so the science is in your brain. But what's interesting is, while you're learning science, you can't learn math. Why, while you're learning science, can you not learn math? Because your brain is in the science. Right? You can't learn two things at the same time. If your brain is in the science, then you can't learn math. So he says this is an interesting phenomenon. The seichel, the science, is in your brain, and your brain is in the science. Which means the unity between the person's brain and what they're learning is a doubled unity of A in B and B in A. That in Gashmias, such a thing doesn't exist.
It's not Gashmias. It's not Gashmias. It's not
Gashmias. What is it, Ruchnias?
No, it's a more, it's not Gashmias. Yeah, maybe it is Ruchnias. It's an idea, it's a concept. Gashmias.
Sure, it's Gashmias. It's
they
refined Gashmias.
If someone's
love is Gashmias or Ruchnias?
Ruchnias.
What's it?
The act of it, the feeling of it.
I don't want to ask you what love is because nobody's going to be able to define it for me.
Because it's not Gashmias.
Of course it is.
It's not
your heart.
Gashmias to be able to touch.
So it's not physical touching, but it's emotional touching. When you say, somebody touched me, yeah? In the shade, they have that. Somebody, I was touched. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't mean shame in the gear. Feelings and intellect are physical concepts. There's different measurements. For instance, Talmud Rebbe says later in Tanya, you measure a pit with feet and yards, right? When you say it's a deep ocean, you measure with miles, how many miles deep it is. Or a deep pit, you say how many feet is the pit deep, right? When you say somebody has a deep head, what do you mean, it's 10 feet deep? Or when you say somebody, a big table means it's an 8-foot table. When you say somebody has a big heart, what does it mean, it's 8-foot long?
How we translate the word?
1 second. Talmud Rebbe says, if you're going to mention it, that seichel is measurable by depth, like with the ruler, whoever hears it will laugh. But you still say deep. When you say something is a deep concept, it doesn't mean 10 feet deep. A deep ocean means 10 feet deep, 100 feet deep. But it's still a physical. But it's still a physical dimensions. Love and seichel are gashmiistic of things. It's not ruchnias. Ruchnias is the godliness of the seichel. But seichel itself is gashmi. Science, learning science is ruchnias. It's a physical brain with physical knowledge.
Why is ruchnias the same thing as kedusha?
As a rule, you can have evil ruchnias too. But as a rule, when people speak, Ruchnias usually means Kedusha. But what I'm saying is, Seichel is Gashmi. It's in the physical brain. The Seichel, can you have Seichel? Some people do. Do you have Seichel in your foot? There's an expression, some people have, this guy has more Seichel in his foot than others in their head. Okay, but is Seichel in the foot? No. Why? Because Seichel is connected to Gashmi, is it a thing? Where's the neshama? Neshama is all over. Because it's ruchnias. Gashmi is like a thing. Gashmi is like a
kelim. All over, but meanwhile, it dwells mainly in the brain.
What does it mean it dwells in the brain? It puts up the cot and goes to sleep.
Order in a cup, not being able to do one thing. Because it's a gashmi, it has gashmi.
But by seichel,
it's not tangible.
Okay.
You're saying it's gashmi.
Of course it's gashmi. It's not tangible like a gashmi is like a table. But it is. But now, Tereb is explaining, though, that when you deal with seichel, the person and the thing that they understand are united, not one-sided, but double-sided. Meaning, it's not only the seichel is in the head, but the head is actually in the seichel. This is by every seichel understanding. So he says like this, that vagama seichel malubish b'muskel, and at the same time, like he says, the seichel is in the brain is in the understanding, b'shasha masige v'tevse b'sichle, at the time you understand it. So therefore, the seichel is in your head, and your head is in the seichel. So he says that achmashal, for instance, when a person understands halacha, whether Mishnah or Gemara, whatever, and he understands it, lashur aburiyah, he understands it very well. So what happens? Hare sichle tefes umakefesa, your brain grasps it within it. Vegam sichle melubish babayisisho, and at the same time, your brain is in the halacha. Okay. So he's explaining, what's the expression of grasping? Grasping, that he's saying, unless if you're learning Torah, because when you learn Torah, it's not stam understanding Torah. By seichel, it's grasping it, because the seichel, the knowledge is in your brain, and your brain is in the knowledge. That means it becomes completely one.
But that could be with anyone.
Correct. But hine halacha zu, but this halacha is chachmas v'ritzeinu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the will and the wisdom of Hashem. Meaning, what did Hashem want? Sha'al b'ritzeinu enter Hashem's will and Hashem's wisdom. Kshayit in Reuven kach v'kach, in litigation. If Reuven would have this taina, this complaint, v'Shimon kach v'kach, and Shimon would say this, yapsach b'neim kach v'kach. The halacha should be this and this. Right? That's what Hashem said. That if this one says this, and this one says this, what is the law? This is the law. So he says, "V'af im lahoya v'layi adavir zala'ilam." Even if this case that the Gemara says never happened, and never will happen, yet when a person learns it, they are studying the wisdom of God, that Hashem said that if this would be like this, and this would be like this, this is the halacha. Even though love and lemishpat the kindness of tefillah and could even go, it might never happen. Mikama came nevertheless. Miacha shekach ala b'tzeini v'chachmasi shalakadosh baruch. The fact that it entered Hashem's will and Hashem's wisdom. She'im yitin zekach, that if one will say this and the other one will say this, yepsak kach, the halacha should be like this. Sarek she'adam yedeo masik b'sichle, when a person understands it with this seichel. Psak zed this halacha. Ka halacha arucha b'mishneh gemara paskim, the way it's established and set. In Mishneh gemara paskim, hadei zed masik v'tefes umakif v'sichloi, ritzeinei v'chachmasi shalakadosh baruch. So now the Alter Rebbe says like this. When you understand learning, what is it? It's Hashem's will. Hashem's wisdom. Hashem and his wisdom are one. Okay? Torah and Hashem are synonymous. Therefore, when a person learns Torah, they become completely united with Hashem to such an extent that their brain and God become one. That no other mitzvah has. Because all the other mitzvahs, you're doing the will of Hashem, but you don't have Hashem inside you, inside the brain. Because only Torah you digest in the brain. The mitzvahs you're just doing.
That's interesting, because you get the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you can understand
it. Only parts of Torah.
But.
No, there's two aspects of Talmud Torah. There's a mitzvah of learning Torah, even if you don't know what you're saying, but that's only by Torah Shebiksav, right? And then you have a mitzvah of understanding Torah. It's two different mitzvahs.
What's the mitzvah of understanding Torah?
To understand it.
No, but what's the mitzvah of
understanding Torah? It's part of a Shinantam Levenach, that it should be in the way of understood. Scriptures, you could read Tillim and not understand it, you get a mitzvah. Somebody takes Gemara and they read it and they don't know what they're saying, they don't get a mitzvah.
But this whole thing of becoming one with it, you have to understand
it. It was the understanding it. That's what our Rebbe is going to say. This is Yediyas HaTorah. in midway down the page, Alter Rebbe is going to say, this that we're discussing now is the advantage of the mitzvah of learning, of understanding Torah, even over the mitzvah of learning Torah. Okay, but this concept explains a phenomenal Hasidic concept. And based on this, because a lot of people don't get it. I mean, in the worldly people, they don't get it. But when you understand what this Alter Rebbe is saying over in Tanya, it makes very simple sense. Chassid Rebbe relationship, okay? A chassid is interested in buying a house. What does a chassid do? Write to the Rebbe, should I buy a house? What is he, a real estate agent? He knows the market. Somebody wants to go for a medical procedure. What, the Rebbe went to med school? The Rebbe saw the charts. What did he learn about medicine? Yet, life-endangering surgeries, to do or not to do, the Rebbe will tell you, against the decision of the doctors many times, to do it. You want to go on a shidduch, should I marry the person or not? Was he a shatchan? Was he a matchmaker? I mean, ask the Rebbe any question that people had in the physical world, should I move here, should I go there, should I do this, should I do that, right? How in the world can somebody, and the world doesn't understand this. You're asking Rebbe medical questions, what is he, a doctor? What does he know about medicine that you're asking him a question about medicine? But what Alter Rebbe is saying over here is a very simple concept. By a tzaddik, see, by us, nothing personal, but we learn Torah, and then we learn a lot of shtusim. So our heads are filled with a lot of opposite things, junk and good things. So when we make decisions, it's not always coming from the Torah brain, it could come from the shtus brain. Therefore therefore it's hard to make decisions. A brain that is 24/7 completely involved in Torah, what actually happens to the person, and this is the concept called Das Torah, what happens to that person's brain is it becomes a godly brain. Does God know if you should do the surgery? Does God know if you should buy the house? Does God know this? That's exactly what happens to the brain of a Rebbe. Because it's so united on a constant basis without any shtusim ruining it in such a way that the Rebbe's brain is, the Torah is in him, he is in the Torah, God is in him, he is in God, because it's synonymous with God. So the brain thinks a completely different style of thinking. And this explains, there's an interesting halacha in Chesh Mishpat. It says, and I've recorded this Gemara many times, this halacha, Das Balabatim, it's not a Gemara, it's in Shonach, in the Paschim, Das Balabatim, Hepech Das Teira. The Das of a Balabas, the perception of a Balabas, is contrary to Torah. So the Rebbe says, one minute, are you talking about an illiterate? So I don't need the halacha to tell me it's against Torah, he's an illiterate. Obviously, what's the halacha saying? That even if the person's a scholar, but he's also a balabas, he's involved in worldly businesses and all that, because otherwise I don't need the halacha to tell me that an illiterate guy who never learned is against, contrary to Torah opinion. I don't need Torah to tell me that it's understood. When the halacha says das balabatim hepach das Torah, it means the guy knows how to learn. So why is his mind hepach das Torah if he knows how to learn? Because his mind is not pure with Torah. He's in business, and that corrupts the mind to the extent that when they're analyzing things, it's not necessarily coming from the Torah brain. From the godly brain, it could come from the shtusim brain. But a tzaddik, like a Rebbe, whose brain is completely engulfed and united doubleheader both ways, with Torah, the mitzias of the Dalai Rebbe is saying, they think godly. And whatever God knows, they know. And if God knows it's right, then they know if it's right. They say, somebody once asked the Rebbe in Yechidus, People ask him questions. How did he know what to answer? This is what they say. I don't know. So the Rebbe answered that when people ask me a question, I get a feeling of what to answer. Okay, I get, so to speak, whatever. So they asked the Rebbe, how do you get that feeling? So the Rebbe answered me, that's like my business. That's really my, that's my thing. But at tzaddik's look is a completely different look. And therefore, Chassidim used to say, you know, people will write to the Rebbe. They will write to the Rebbe a question, they'll start writing the pros and the cons, and then their own opinion, and then the whole Megillah. Many people are against it. Ask the question, should I do it or not? Don't write pros and cons. The Rebbe sees the Inyan the way it is. What's it, what do you do? Why, what are you hacking a chaynik with pros and cons? It's totally irrelevant to the question. The Rebbe doesn't need the pros and cons to answer what he should answer you. And what he answers, it might not have anything to do with the pros and the cons. You ask a good question. What is, God needs the pros and the cons. God knows the pros and cons better than you. A godly mind doesn't need pros and cons. Ask the question, what you should do, get the answer and finished. Don't waste everybody's time, so to speak. But this is based on what Alter Rebbe is saying over here. And therefore, because it's this double way of the Torah is in the brain, and the brain is in Torah, meaning Hashem is in your brain. That's the expression, tfisabe, that's the grasping. You're grasping it from all sides and angles. And therefore, when it says, Les machshava tfisabe klal, no mind can grasp Hashem, the exception of this is when a person studies Torah. Because Torah, then, this double way, grasps Hashem tak. The essence of Hashem. And he says, Kim b'stab shusam, like 10 lines in the top. Kim b'stab shusam be'alochis, ha'aruchis lefaneinu, only when you understand it, when Torah comes into the halochis, v'gam sichle melubish b'em, and your seichel is in it, not only is the stuff in your brain is in it. And Alter Rebbe says like this, there's a very famous expression of Tanya, v'yichud nifla. This is a tremendous unity between Hashem and the Jew. Shein yichud kamayu, no similar yichud. V'lei ke'erkei, not at all in the same realm as such a unity. Nimse klau begashmias, could otherwise be found in gashmias. Li'es la'achodem u'miyachodem mamish, to be so one and united, mikol tzad upina, from every side and corner. And this is the Alter Rebbe is going to explain now, the advantage of Torah, of knowing Torah over every other thing in Yiddishkeit. Because the unity that the Jew has with Hashem is unparalleled with this type of unity. So now he says like this, this is a tremendous, wondrous uniqueness, which is in the midst of knowing Torah. Vasagostin, understanding Torah, I'll call mitzvahs maisis over all action mitzvahs. Afilo a mitzvahs atuluyas bedibur, even mitzvahs on a higher level which are connected to speech. And he says, Afilo a mitzvahs tamatera shebedibur. Knowing Torah is even greater than the mitzvah of learning Torah, but learning not with understanding, just like we learned, you know, just reading it. Why? Kaidei kol mitzvah shebedibur maisa, any mitzvah of speech and action, Hakadosh Baruch Hu malbish es hanefesh, Hashem surrounds us, umakifa er Hashem, and He surrounds us, mereishav adragu, until from head to toe, like he said before, Torah mitzvahs are the garments that the person goes into, but ubi yediyas haTorah, by knowing Torah, in addition to that, milvad shaseichu malubish b'chochmas Hashem, not only is the seichel surrounded and dressed by Hashem, in a gam chokhmas Hashem bekibbet. This is the uniqueness, that Hashem's wisdom is in us. So not only, what?
Any knowledge, though.
Any knowledge is the same thing, correct.
The person put himself into it, it's a very high intellectual knowledge. You could be wrapped in it, you could be unified with it.
But that's why, Alter Rebbe is going to explain later at the end of Perek Ches, when he speaks about learning secular wisdoms, Alter Rebbe says, in that detail, secular wisdom is worse, more tuma the nefesh, than shtusim. We'll get there. It's not, let me get attacked then, not now. So what the Alter Rebbe says over there, that because wisdom, number one, besides the fact it's a higher faculty, the Alter Rebbe doesn't explain later, but based on this, if you learn, let's say, something, a knowledge which is against Torah, let's say you learn foreign religions, comparative religions, or other things, right? So the unity between you and that religion that you're studying is a very strong bond that other things don't have. So that's a dangerous thing, because it has more effect on the person than that, because it's internalized.
Well, what if it's beneficial to
you? Okay, well, again, we're going to learn that later. Based on what he's able to understand of Torah, each kafi sichli, each person according to their brain level, the koyach yediyosi vasigosin, based on his knowledge and his grasping of pshat remez roshon sod, and the four different, you know, types of Torah, the four parts of Torah. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe is explaining to add to the concept of tfisa bei, that a mind can grasp Hashem by learning Torah, yitaka become grasping the intellectual concept of godliness based on the head, level of your head.
That applies even to the fact that we're also filled with all the other stuff.
Yeah. Listen.
Assuming you understand
it. You can have a closet full of junk, and it also has a few good things in there. Right? You can have a drawer full of junk, and you can have some good things in it. The question is, what's the majority of the mind? To make a cheshbon, how much time we learn Torah and how much time we do all the other shtusim, so just get percentages going. It's pretty sad, but anyway.
And it affects the actual.
Of course it does. A pure mind, even lahavdil in the secular world, the real scientists, we're not interested in anything else but the science they were learning. They weren't interested in luxuries, they weren't interested in good times, and, you know, eating and drinking, all the other types. I'm talking goyim, I mean, but the brilliant scientists were pashut completely in the seichel. And that's the way, really, to understand something. That's the concept that's called the masmid, person who continuously learns. Because then their mind is completely involved, and therefore their approach is a much different. Even Lavdal, a doctor who's completely living medicine, not practicing medicine, living medicine, has a much better outlook on medicine than a person that is affected by side things. It's interesting, we used to hear from our mashpia many times in yeshiva. If a bacher had a question, I mean, I'm bacher because we're bacher. If a bacher had a question, life, go to college, not go to college, I mean, all these things. They said, your parents can't make a decision for you. If you want a real Torah, what does Torah want you to do? Your parents can't make that decision because they're biased. They have this turning for you, they want this, you know, to do this, they want this. Who's the only one that can answer you? Straight truth is somebody whose mind is complete truth. That has no bias or turning or leaning towards a certain direction. If you have a certain leaning towards a certain direction, what you want to see from your kid, so a lot of times you want to see what's best for you, not what's best for the kid. Because your mind is still thinking what's good for me through my kid. You know what I mean? Things like that. What can make that decision? Somebody that has a true blue, a true mind, who's not turning and not biased and not unbiased or whatever. It's straight truth. Because Hashem is truth, and Hashem's seichel is truth, and therefore to know what God really wants, you have to go to truth. And that's why it's Torah. But parents cannot always make the real true decision for their kids because they have a certain netiyah, a certain turning, a certain bias, a certain approach in their mind that blinds and conceals the ultimate truth. And if you think about it, you know, it's true. Yeah, thank you. It's true. Okay.